T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've taken the show on the road. We are live from Eagles training camp. Yes, the final Eagles training camp day. Rob Ellis, Elliot Shore Parks in for John Ritchie and Joe DeCamera. Elliot, good to see you. We had to like pry Elliot from the field, because here's what people don't realize. You are the Cal Ripken of Eagles beat writers / reporters.
Many people have compared my quarterback notebook to Ray Dinger's yellow pad. Let's just say that.
I've heard that. Yeah. There's some talk about that.
I have not heard that, but
yeah, you've been talking to the wrong people.
Yeah, where you been, man? You got to talk to the right folks with this. But yeah, because if people didn't know, Elliot, you started this Wentz's rookie year.
Yeah.
You literally track every single throw.
Every single throw he's made in training camp, I've tracked. The good news is we can see from out this window right here, it looks like they're working on the middle field, so I can get a look at it. But the one result of tracking Carson Wentz's every throw in training camp is I have a really good idea of how his training camp has been this year. And after watching him for – I can't believe today is the last day
already. That's amazing.
It really is. But after watching him for 15 practices, he's not having a good training camp. And – now that we've seen this team for almost 3 weeks, if you include the days off and the one preseason game, I do not think that the hype that we felt about this team coming into the season, it should be there. Now, I think that we really need to lower expectations.
See, that's interesting. And I know, you know, you've written about this. You talked about this. 94WIP.com is where you can check out Elliot's work and Go Birds podcast as well. You can listen to Elliot along with James, our producer, James Seltzer. Good to hear from James, as always, and John Barchard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock. But see, you are certainly in this sense with that take, 9-7 is not something that's been thrown around a whole lot. That's certainly a view that's in the minority, I would say, from what most folks say. I went through the schedule. I'm certainly more optimistic than you are. I'm in the 10-6, 11-5 range. I look at the early portion of this, and I think it's more difficult than people are giving it credit for sure, from a schedule wise. But I look at it this way, Elliot, and here's where I'll differ from you a little bit. I look at where the Eagles reside in the NFC East, and I see dysfunction abound all over the place, whether it's the Redskins, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Cowboys. And I think that goes a long way. And I know the Cowboys took care of business against the Eagles last year, but I'm assuming, big assumption here, Wentz health, and I think it's going to be a different story this year. I think simply for that fact that you get those guys, the amount of times that you get them, 6 times in total, goes a long way.
So I agree with you. When you look around the division, there's no reason this team – well, I shouldn't say no reason, but they have a good chance of winning this division. I think that when you look at the Cowboys, there's a lot of bad karma around them right now. Dak Prescott thing, and we'll certainly get into that, his ridiculous contract offer, the Ezekiel Elliott holdout. That being said, the Cowboys did beat the Eagles twice last year and 3 of the last 4 times they played. But even when you just look outside of the division, don't look at another team. Let's just focus on the Eagles right now. Currently, right here at practice, they're practicing without 15 players that were projected to make the 53-man roster. Of their defense, they're practicing without roughly 70% of the starters. This team is way more banged up than we're talking about. Last year in training camp, the obvious key was Carson. That was all we ever talked about.
Sure.
This year, the fact that Carson is healthy, I think, is overshadowing the fact that Fletcher Cox has not taken a single team rep in practice so far in training camp. And now he's not even out on the field. I haven't seen him the last 3 days. I didn't see him out there yet today. We saw last year that when you have a bad training camp and you don't get those team reps together, the result is a slow start to the season. And you said it, and you're exactly right. The beginning of this schedule is the toughest part of this schedule. If they can get through the first 8 games 4-4, that would be an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it'll be panic in the streets here.
It will be, yeah.
But yeah, I'm with you.
Right. So when you look at the injuries and then you look at the training camp that Carson is having, I've never seen Carson throw this many interceptions in training camp as he has so far this year. He's had an issue turning the ball over. Now, I will say, in his defense, he's not had that issue throughout his career. Mm-hmm. He's been good with interceptions. He has fumbling issues, but he's been good with interceptions.
Right.
I think that we need to take a step back and say, Carson is a guy that's missed a lot of time with injury. He's entering his 4th year. He's not a finished product. We need to look at Carson as a quarterback that still has room to grow, He should be afforded that right to grow. And as a part of that, the fact that people think this team is going to go 12-4, 13-3, you know, people talk about the Super Bowl. They look over the division. I think we all just need to take a deep breath and take a step back and say, this team is way more flawed than we thought.
Well, okay, so let's revisit what you said. So I know last year, miraculously, somehow they got in at 9-7, but that's rare. You generally
the miraculous part was Nick Foles.
Well, there's a lot of miracles. Yeah. The fact that, and they won a playoff game on top of it, and we're right there to advance to an NFC Championship game is stunning with the way everything played out last year. But that said, it's rare that you get in at 9-7. I mean, I know it happens sometimes, but generally the benchmark is about 10 wins to get in the postseason.
Yeah.
If this finishes the way you think it may, they might be on the outside looking into the playoffs.
And that would be a disaster.
I mean, the city might melt if that's the case, Elliot.
I think this Philly season is gone. Yeah, and I think they have a good chance of winning division because, like I said, I think the Cowboys—
Nine wins the division?
The Cowboys won a lot of close games last year, and the Eagles lost a lot of close games last year. And normally, for year over year, those will fall back more to the middle, right? Mm-hmm. The Eagles will probably win more close games than they did last year, and the Cowboys will lose some of those. That being said, I do think that 9-10 wins will win the NFC East this year. For the reasons you just said, a lot of the division is terrible. The Giants are one of the biggest jokes in the NFL. The Washington Redskins, Eagles' week one opponent, I don't think they're going to have a very good year. So it really will be Eagles versus Cowboys. And the division could come down to those two Cowboys games. But again, we're looking past the issue this team is dealing with right now, and it's the injuries. This team is extremely banged up. Fletcher Cox is one of the most important players on the roster, arguably, other than Carson, the most important player, and he's not taking reps. And I think that's extremely concerning when you think about how important he is to this defensive line.
I'm with you. I've mentioned this many times on the air, whether it's Fletcher Cox, whether it's Nigel Bradham, whether it's Camus Grugier-Hill, who I know everybody kind of overlooks and sort of now he's a special teamer. Guy had a pretty good year last year, and he's penciled in to be an important part of this thing. So in particular on that side of the ball, not even to mention Jalen Mills and some of the other guys who are coming back from things, I think that is unbelievably valid. I guess where I get to 10-6, 11-5, certainly better than 9-7 is – I'm that much of a believer in this offense, and I think part of the reason why you're where you are is you have concerns about Wentz because of the way he's looked here.
Well, and you mentioned the offense, and look, the NFL is a league built on offense. If the Eagles have a top three offense, they'll be a playoff team. They'll be one of the best teams in the league. But the issue is Carson Wentz and this offense has not shown they're capable of putting up a ton of points game after game. They did in 2017 for a stretch. But when you look at Carson Wentz's career and what he's done when the Eagles' defense struggles, which I think we both agree the defense will struggle coming out of the gate.
Especially early, yes.
Especially early. In Carson Wentz's career, when the defense has allowed over 20 points, his record is just 6-17. He's never won a game outside of the Rams games, which he didn't finish, where he tore his ACL. He's never won a game where the defense has given up over 25 points.
Wow.
0-13.
Wow.
So for this team to come out and get the type of start and to collect the wins, unless the offense is going to carry them, Carson's going to have to show that he's able to win these type of shootout games.
All right, so look, the expectations for this season from a Philadelphia standpoint are Super Bowl. There's not just get in the playoffs, just be okay, just get to an NFC Championship game. It's Super Bowl. You hear what Elliott's saying. He thinks it's more 9-7. I'm not – by any stretch, 13-3, 14-2. But I think they're a double-digit win team. Where do you fall on this? 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon cell as we broadcast live from the final Eagles training camp down here at the NovaCare Complex in South Philadelphia. Just give a little play-by-play, Elliot. So to our left as we sit here in our RV, we can see practice through our windows here. Yesterday it was over at the far field, and that's where the fight went down with Andre Dillard.
The fight heard around the world.
Heard around the world, yeah, with Andre Dillard and Derek Barnett. Today it's more of the middle field, but it's closer to the hedges, which is closer to Broad Street, if you will.
And one of the things we're looking at right now, by the way, another bad snap by Stefan Wisniewski. He struggled with that. But Cody Kessler is out there at backup quarterback right now. This is the guy that's one snap away from playing if Carson Wentz goes down. And I think that is a concern. Now, there's been a lot of talk since Nate Sudfeld broke his wrist. What should they do? Do they bring in another quarterback? Guys like Sam Bradford, Colin Kaepernick, those guys are available. None of these options are good. This was the problem when you let Nick Foles go and you didn't franchise him. The Eagles' backup quarterback situation is now a major need. And Cody Kessler, the sad thing is, he really might be the best option out there.
Wow. Yeah, that's that speaks volumes about what's floating around.
Yeah.
Number one, because let me ask you, and I'm curious where you stand on this. I know I hit you with this yesterday, but maybe not everybody heard it. If Kessler, let's say Kessler, because I don't think we're going to see Carson Wentz. Would you agree on that?
I would think there's a small chance he plays, and we'll find out. Doug talks later today, and okay. Carson talks. So
we'll let you hear that, by the way.
Doug might not give the honest truth at this point, but I would think there's a chance Carson plays in the third preseason
but
game
not
against the Ravens.
Thursday.
Not a lot, though, no, and not Thursday.
If Kessler and Thorson, who's really had a tough time, who looks overwhelmed in a lot of ways.
Yeah, he looks not ready for the NFL.
If those two come out in that game and just look god-awful, is it an overreaction to say they might then make a move even though it's only a preseason game?
I don't think that's an overreaction. I think that Howie is probably already working on contingency plans. I'd imagine he's calling around the league, finding out what quarterbacks could be available to him. Because this roster, I mean, look, I have my concerns about it, but what you said is true. The offense could be really special. If the quarterback's not playing well, then you have to do something there. The question is, where do you go? I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick in Miami is a possibility. Other quarterbacks around the league that might be available, you know, second, third string guys. But I do think if Cody Kessler struggles, you will find the Eagles make a move. Because Howie, we've seen, is very aggressive. He's a win-now general manager. He's not going to sit here and let Cody Kessler derail this season if he were to go in.
Yeah, because he knows better than anybody else what a quality backup quarterback can do for you. All right, so a lot to get to Eagles-wise. Elliot thinks closer to 9-7. I'm certainly in the double-digit category, still a Super Bowl contender, despite the concerns with the defense and the injuries. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon cell. Also, when we get back, there is a lot to delve into, and we did a lot of it yesterday. We'll keep it rolling today from a Phillies perspective. And you and I are on differing sides on this one when it comes to Gabe Kapler, where the blame lies with this Phillies team, who kick off a three-game series against the Cubs, by the way, tomorrow. Cole Hamels, Aaron Nolan.
I know.
Should be a lot of fun. You'll be watching that down in Jacksonville Beach.
You know, well, there'll be nothing else to do, so.
That's a good point. You will be locked in on that, that's for sure. 888-729-9494. A little later in the show, we'll get into our celebrity feuds that we would like to see, our celebrity fights based off of yesterday and a very unique pairing that ties in a former Philadelphia athlete who will be doing some sparring with a quote-unquote celebrity. We'll get into that as well. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon cell. I am Rob Ellis. He is Elliot Shore-Parks. We are in for Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. Middays, 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.